WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It's 10 days now until Election Day. Former President Trump visited Joe Rogan for an interview on his popular podcast before a rally in Michigan Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris rallying in Austin, Texas. She was joined by music superstar Beyonce, and Harris calling Texas ground zero in the fight over reproductive rights and access to abortion.
You know it ain't right that you may have fewer rights than your mother or your grandmother. You know it is not theoretical. You know it is not political. It is your lived experience, and I see you, and I see your power.
E. coli cases linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders rising to 75 across 13 states. The CDC saying Friday at least 22 people have been hospitalized. Israel attacking military targets in Iran overnight. This was in response for Iran's barrage of missiles at Israel after the killing of Hezbollah's leader. A U.S. official says much of the Israeli operation was conducted by manned aircraft. This is ABC News. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Elon Musk, the world's richest man, and Donald Trump's surrogate have been having secret conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin, raising national security concerns. Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
The discussion said to focus on personal topics, business and geopolitical tensions. At one point, according to the journal, Putin even asking Musk, who says he holds top secret clearance, to hold off activating one of his Starlink satellites over Taiwan as a favor to China's president, Xi Jinping. It's not known if Musk obliged.
Musk has not responded to the allegations. The Kremlin has issued a categorical denial. The president, President Biden, making a formal and emotional apology to Native Americans at a reservation in Arizona. He called the system of government-run boarding schools that forced generations of Native children from their families and tribes, quote, one of the most horrific chapters in American history. Dave Packery.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has come under fire for not placing enough scrutiny on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and tensions have been building in one Wisconsin county for years. Mike Moen reports.
Eastern Wisconsin farmer Nancy Utesh leads the advocacy group Kiwani Cares, one of 13 organizations that sued the EPA over its lack of enforcement of factory farms. The agency itself has admitted that fewer than 30% of CAFOs have Clean Water Act permits. Still, the Ninth Circuit Court this month struck down the petition.
What we need is the really hardcore, meaningful solution building here.
Utesh says because the EPA has been slow to act, CAFOs have found ways to rapidly expand. According to Food and Water Watch, Kewaunee County has 36 factory farms, which produced over 2 billion pounds of waste in 2022, creating water contamination concerns. In their denial, the judges said even though the EPA acknowledges these issues, it's promised to further study manure pollution guidelines and commission a stakeholder subcommittee was not an unreasonable response. Utesh says as the legal wrangling plays out, farming communities continue to grapple with how to respond to the growing presence of industrial agriculture. That includes convincing enough community members to raise their voices.
The social dynamic of speaking out, it may affect your church group, school, any other activities you do, your job.
Advocates point to a key loophole in the permitting process. Under the current EPA rule, as long as factory farms are applying waste in accordance with a nutrient management plan, any discharges related to stormwater runoff are exempt from regulation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 33. Sunny Sunday, highs around 63. Warmer on Monday, breezy as well, a high near 70 degrees. And even warmer Tuesday, windy back to the low 80s.
It's 47 right now.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, now you're tuned in to 92.7 FM on WMDX. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show with your girl Brandi Grayson and Mr. Hollywood.
Your favorite cousin Clyde.
Yes, if y'all know, he's been AWOL on us
for about a couple days.
Whatever.
I am back.
It's been like 40 days.
Really?
That's how it feels, because, you know, you just be abandoning your work assignment.
I think you're getting me mixed up with April.
Our girl April Kagea, our other co-host, is out today as she's traveling to Jamaica to celebrate Loretta's wedding. I think they're getting married in Jamaica. So kudos to y'all. And
congratulations.
Yes, and all that black love that's happening around here. And April Kagea and Jay is getting married next year.
Yes, yes.
And so, then my girl Michelle Bozeman's getting married next year to LB.
And when we getting married?
I don't know, but you need to marry me soon, because I need a ring.
Okay, I need a fiance.
Me too.
No, you need to marry me. Like, you need to propose to me.
I'm the feminine energy.
No, I'm the feminine energy.
Well, I guess we're going to be two feminine beings.
I love it. How you been?
I've been okay. It's been a weird, wacky last couple weeks, especially since y'all have left me for the last couple weeks.
Oh my, it has been 2 weeks. We've been doing some schedule changes around here.
We had some good shows though, Brandi, last couple
did,
weeks.
We did have a good show without you.
I'm sorry. I'm here. Y'all gonna
catch
us?
Shows.
Yeah. We on a different time, so we gonna get it back to where we needed to be at.
Get your tuned in to the Black Conversion Show. So you tell me, Cousin Clyde, how you been?
I've been
What
well,
you been doing?
So I didn't know I was gone for 2 weeks. I do apologize for that. Mm. But the last time you guys heard from me, I did travel to L.A.
Hey.
You know, the first time as an adult, I had like an all-expense-paid trip. And L.A. is what all the rumors you heard about L.A.
It's true.
It is what it is, baby.
Grimy.
I had a good time, though. I seen a lot of big people. Made
big,
a lot
like
of
what?
Big,
like what? Big in size, big in bags. What are we talking about?
I saw some football players. They was big in size. I saw Trey Songz, Natalie Nunn, DJ
Period.
Sky.
I don't know who none
Ray
of them people
J.
is. I don't
yeah,
know who
all them. These, like... reality celebrities. You know who Trey Songz is.
I know who he is. You're right.
Yeah. You know, I
wonder if you saw
him.
My brother.
Who?
He play on Bad Boys reality show. The gay dude.
So there's a Chef D. There is a, what did he
look
like?
He looked just like me. I ain't gonna tell you his name. You're gonna have to guess. So maybe you'll guess on break, but I'll come back to you. Go ahead. But like, he's literally my blood brother, my lost and found brother.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's one of the bad boys.
Yeah.
Where he live at? Because I know a lot of them kind of like, where they from?
L.A. From Chi.
Chef D. No,
does he look like me?
He's tall.
No, he don't look like me. I mean, my brother looks just like me.
Oh, wow, well, we got to make this
the
connection.
Man version of me. And he's gay and he's sexy and he is hot.
And he's on the show Bad Boy. A mess. A mess. I'll actually be back down there and I will be doing some work with a bad boy from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And his name is Chef D.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be that ain't some... my brother.
Yeah. If this is Brandi's brother and he got a fake reality show name, this going to be crazy.
It is not. I'll tell you who he is. We going to break. Okay. I've never told anyone about him. Because
and now the cat is out the bag.
But I'll let you know. People, you can go Google.
Okay.
Him and my daddy got the same name.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
if you don't know much about me, I just met my daddy like a few years ago. But we'll talk about that. On to how you're doing. So Mr. Hollywood is back from LA doing event planning, hanging out with the stars, getting exclusive trips because he's now Hollywood and all that stuff. And left me here to deal with the sunken place of Madison, Wisconsin.
But she held it down.
I held it down. I've been getting shot fired at me all week. Bam, 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 bam. I've been like dodging bullets around here.
But we shooting back now.
Okay,
your shooter's here.
Okay, great, because I needed some backup.
Yeah, let's not say that, because you know.
Okay, why the white people like shooters?
Yeah.
They own guns and they're going to shoot us? See, this is why.
We're not. We promise we're not. We're going to shoot at you with our words, our education, our power.
Our analysis.
Those things.
Let's get into the cookies. So we always like to start our show, the Black Convergence Show, on 92.7 FM. You are tuned in with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
We like to start our show with a conversation around love, Black love specifically, as we do believe that Black love is revolutionary,
yes,
given the context of our environment. So, Cousin Clyde, where would you like to start off today in love?
So, loving other people, I am still loving the same folks, my mm-hmm. family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still single. I have not been on a date since the last time we talked. I am looking for a man, soon to be husband. So that's where I am with love and other people. But as far as self-love,
uh-huh,
I've like been at a place this week where I've kind of been waking up to my ringtones panicking a little bit.
Why?
You know, when things are going good,
yeah, you're waiting for the ball to drop.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so this week I had to catch myself and tell myself that those times are over.
Amen.
Like, I literally said, it's over. That will not happen again. You know, like, you are in good peace and you are in good peace for a reason. So just letting go, being addicted to
drama,
chaos.
Chaos.
Yeah. So
I feel that.
I'm going to walk in that in my self-love and
I love it.
Just love me for that.
Hey, man. So the theme this week is letting go of the being comfortable with chaos.
Yeah.
And then attracting chaos because you're comfortable with chaos. I have to say, I've been on the same journey.
Mm.
I've just been kind of like, wherever the domino falls, it falls. Wherever the shots are fired, you can fire. Because normally I would take to Facebook in April. Y'all know April Kageya. She's been just encouraging me, stay off Facebook with it. Stay off Facebook because mm-hmm. the shots have been fired, y'all. And I just want to come on sometimes and drag everybody in their mama.
Yeah.
But I just been letting it go and recognizing where that chaos come from. And that's my childhood trauma and triggers. Because it's a trigger. Like, who you talking to. So
that word trigger.
It's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've been kind of oscillating. I made this on my Facebook, oscillating between being like a sloth, like not wanting to do anything, feeling drained, to being like at my higher master self, ascending to a place of like childhood traumas back to magical shh. You know what I mean? Just creating magic. And I see it with my staff. I see it in my life. I just see it. And then allowing people that's in my world to fit where they fit. Like, mm-hmm. I'm no longer going to beg people to show up for me, give mm-hmm. me what I need, to respect our boundaries, to respect me. Either you get in or you get out, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm super excited. And you're listening to the Black Convergence Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
And your favorite cousin,
cousin
Clyde.
Cousin Clyde forgot he was Cousin Clyde. He paused. He forgot the routine. He'd been gone for so long.
So sorry, we're just
checking in about how we've been. And we always start our show with love and mm-hmm. just reiterating the importance of taking care of yourself and having aha moments about where you at and where you desire to be. Anything else you want to say about love and self-care?
I would say my takeaway will be just being patient with yourself.
And like, gentle.
Yeah, very gentle.
Mm-hmm.
So with me, I've called myself getting up a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I've called myself to the desk a little bit more.
Okay.
So that I can prep for things and put a little bit more energy into that. So then when I get to those tables and places, I've prepped enough.
Good, because proper preparation prevents poor performance.
All
you better know about
those five P's. Ain't no joke.
Ain't no joke. And Urban Triage, you know, I am the CEO and founder of Urban Triage, a nonprofit organization serving Dane County and statewide initiatives. So mm-hmm. we've been working really hard in just being more, just like you, preparing, streamlining things. We had actually a complaint on our Google today for the first time, and the person went ham. And she sent our case manager I mean, emails that basically was, I mean, I can't even repeat the thing she said. It was
bad. Yeah, we're not going to even give that airtime.
It was bad. But however, what I did do is call her immediately, because regardless of the review, there's always room for improvement, yeah, right? Whether, you know, people are, they're struggling and there's a lot of things happening. So along with that proper preparation, as I've, you know, are doing my best as a leader to help my staff cultivate how they respond and how we case management, yeah, and manage things in our processes. I just want to say, like, it's everywhere. You know, that needs, yeah, to show up in every aspect of our life. And don't get offended when people criticize you or a ball is dropped and they're bothered. Because, again, proper preparation prevents poor performance. Yeah. And integrity is everything. Yeah. And what you give out in the universe, I promise y'all, will come back.
Yeah.
So some people be like, I don't know who she thinks she is and how she out here creating all this magic. Because the one thing I know is, even in my flaws and my imperfection and the moments I drop the ball, it is most important to me. And my biggest value is getting back in integrity with, yeah, the people we serve and with myself. And I think that's part of self-care.
Yeah. And knowing that life and just in general is not perfect.
No, right? It's messy. Like,
yes. And we have to be okay with, mm-hmm, making mistakes. Mm-hmm. And then what I tell myself is, mm-hmm, that mistakes will always happen. It will never,
yes,
not happen.
It is so true.
When you get those like complaints or those, mm-hmm, I'm not happy about this, mm-hmm, you just love a little bit more, right?
Yeah, or try to. And understanding in the context of white supremacy, matter of fact, as I speak on this, check out my blog on Madison 365, where I break down the barriers in the environment. Because also, like, as a Black organization, as a Black woman who possess a lot of masculine attributes, the grace given to me is not a lot. You don't get, mm-hmm, grace when you're Black. You don't get grace for mistakes. You don't get grace for not showing up as your best self every, yeah, day. And humanism means, and centering the humanity of others, mean that we get to hold space when people aren't at their best self.
Yeah.
Like, the messiness of being alive is not having days where things are chaotic, where things aren't perfect, but then when it flows back together, you realize as things were chaotic and falling apart, they were actually falling into place. And if, yeah, we're not holding space for ourselves and others, then we miss the boat on that thing that you just called love.
Yeah. And hoping that that mess will become a message and stay, mm-hmm, a message, right?
Yeah.
Because we do have to get out of that mess one day, though, right?
And like, the sooner the better.
Yeah, so people
fall
just...
Fall and get your back up.
Yeah, so just care for us a little bit more, right? Like, we do need you to care for us a little,
yes,
bit more. We do need those
care
messages.
Care for each other.
Yes, we do need those messages that remind us that I see you, you look good, keep,
yeah,
going, even when other people want you to look bad.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting into my like season self.
Come
too.
On
like,
now, go ahead and get that.
Be
Larry's.
Gentle with me. don't throw me to the dirt, because I get stuck there sometimes.
Okay.
I don't like that.
He said he getting in his seasons.
Yes, my
that,
season.
That's what Black people call Larry season.
OLD. I don't want to say the OLD word.
Right. Lord,
I am getting seasoned
with some Larry's,
and I'm tasting a little better.
And some beige short. What you use for seasoning?
MSG.
Bad. I can't take him. No, well, now you're messing up your stomach.
I know. It's flat, though. It's
that's how you
out.
Get it flat. By
I drink coffee to get my stomach flat. If you know, you know.
Y'all, we got so much tea to share with you today. So much news in the local news. We have our referendum, the budget that's coming,
yes,
up. Let's talk about that. We have elections coming up. Let's,
yes,
talk about that. Let's talk about Obama, who was in the House this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of the drama and trauma that urban triage and the hate that we received this week. I won't give you too much details, but you know,
and
you like the
urban triage
tea.
Is ups and big announcements. Okay.
We up, we at, we at.
Period.
So you don't want to miss the news or the tea. So stay tuned to 92.7 FM WMDX to the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
We'll be back in a minute.
Might be too fine to hit it from behind. Reflection in the mirror, don't decline.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, your favorite hostess with the mostest, Brandi Grayson, is back on 92.7 FM on the Black Conversion Show with my co-host,
your favorite cousin Clyde.
All right, Mr. Hollywood is back in the house.
God.
Prior to break, we were just catching up on how life is doing us and treating us, but now we want to move on to celebrity tea. What is in Mr. Hollywood? You know, since you over here, Hollywood, hanging out with the stars, tell us what's cracking and popping.
Well, you know, I think the train is steady running with this whole, like, high executive, rich man being brought down from their chairs for all type of allegations and getting drugged through court. RICO charges.
We talking about P. Diddy.
Yeah, YSL.
Who's YSL?
Oh, he's a rapper. And
what
he's
going down
through
for?
A RICO charge in Atlanta.
For what? I don't even know what RICO means.
So I guess they basically are saying he used his stardom, his his money to enhance violence in
the community.
So like hits for hire. Okay. Like, you know,
that sounds like Hollywood.
Yeah.
That sounds like people
way.
With money.
Yeah.
I mean, and Michael Jackson's dead.
Yeah. And, okay, you know, got a few people to come out and things like that. But the case has done a wild turn. So this case has been alive for about a year and a half, maybe two.
Okay, what happened?
And at first, everybody's like, rapper, gangster, thug. Of course, it's him, blase. Mm-hmm. And they pulled in probably like 30 witnesses surrounding this whole case.
Okay.
And they're just not credible.
So
now,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, the judge snaps on the actual DA.
Oh, like, my goodness.
You need to stop running us through circles and trying to make this rapper look bad because it's not working.
Oh,
and
my
you
goodness.
You guys are wasting a lot of time, a lot of money. That the judge, like, basically stormed out on a recess because
really?
She was like, I'm tired of it. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. It was really good for him because he has been in prison. They are not letting him out on bond.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, because they're like, you know, RICO, you got money, so you, of course, are going to flee.
Yeah.
So that's looking up for YSL and their whole, you know, thing that they're doing.
The man always trying to hold somebody back.
Yeah, P. Diddy, of course, we all know P. Diddy has been in the headlines for a couple months now for a ton of allegations, and we're not going to say those things over the air. But
it's getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Deeper.
He's getting a whole lot of lawsuits surrounding this. And for me, I'm not going to add my two cents to that.
I just left it alone, though.
It's just like a lot of money involved.
Yeah, a lot of money. Yeah. There was a clip I sent to you, Luke, last week that we didn't get a chance to play as we speak about money. And that just reminded me about P. Diddy. If you could locate that clip, we'll talk about it. Because there's someone who says that his downfall started after he sued a huge corporation and won the lawsuit.
So, and you know, it's crazy because they said some of those same things about Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Once he bought the network, all of these things start to go down
for
him.
Oh, and Michael Jackson. Remember, Michael Jackson spoke on the stage about tricking Sony and how Sony was making billions and billions of dollars off him. And he was saying, like, they can't make it billions off of me no more because now I own half of Sony.
Yeah.
Because he bought the rights of, like, the Beatles and stuff. And then soon after, not too far after, he was out of there.
Yeah.
So power and everything. So let's take a look since you're talking about power, money, and Diddy. Hey, Luke, go ahead and play that clip that you have.
Diageo, who is the owner of Ciroc for racism or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Diageo, apparently, I think they might have lost the lawsuit. Diageo allegedly sends out private investigators to start snooping around and seeing some shit that Diddy might do. There is one way that you could nullify their contract, and that is if he breaks a morality clause. So if you are charged with a federal crime, that might be enough to break your contract, right? Because, for example, if you're the ambassador of a brand, but then you're charged with a felony, you can't stay on as the ambassador for the brand, so that would nullify it. So maybe in an effort to save the $1 billion payout or whatever it was, they tell these, you know, private investigators, dig up as much possible. They've got connections to feds. I mean, this is the liquor lobby at the end of the day, right? This is a very powerful lobby. They start giving them this information, and then the feds go after it. They have a real case.
Yeah, that's something, isn't it?
Same thing with Kanye West, right?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as Kanye West blew up in places like Adidas and everything else and start to make a lot of money, they begin these like conspiracy theories and he's this and digging into his personal life. And he's one person that may have made it out, right?
Has he made it out? Or was he acting crazy so he could make it out?
Mm.
Because your boy, and so back to the, so real quick, the Diddy stuff could be real, but the fact of the matter is they had stuff to dig up, right?
Yeah.
So they knew he was dirty.
Yeah.
So you put yourself in a position to be found out and they found you out and now you in jail. But the way that Hollywood works, you know, sometimes we think money buys you freedom or gives you the pass to get away with things. And I believe that Hollywood and money actually puts you in a different category than what we face.
Category.
In a dangerous category. Because as people known as Black, we often say, I don't know why Black, all the rich Hollywood people with billions of dollars don't come together and do more for Black communities. I always tell people they cannot. They would be murdered. They can go to Africa and build schools and education and pipelines and water lines and wells, but they can't do work real life in America.
That's
because
true.
It would shift the power dynamics and shift the context. But your boy, what's his name? Mariam, the dude that's always talking crazy with Jaguar. What is his name that looks drunk and high all the time? And he's from
Crooked
that
Eye.
Is he Crooked Eye? Omarion. He used to be a singer and he's always on the reels and TikToks telling about Hollywood and P. Diddy and how he was having sex with P. Diddy.
Oh,
what is his name?
Not Ray J. Razzby.
That's not his name.
With B2K. He was with Omarion.
Yeah.
Light-skinned dude.
Yeah, with the little curls.
Yeah, not my boy, but
okay.
Razzby.
Because he said
that
once,
they were, those producers and those executives were sleeping with him and things of that nature. I remember that.
And he said that he actually faked being drunk and high all the time on all the recordings because that saved his life. So people think he's crazy and out of his mind. So that reminded me of what you said about Kanye when you were like, the same is true for Kanye. And again, you guys are tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. We're just doing gossip hour with Mr. Hollywood. You know, since he's out of Hollywood, we thought, let's talk about the Hollywood gossip. But one thing that I heard about, did you hear about the shooting in Arizona of VP Kamala Harris' campaign office?
No.
Yeah,
I did hear about that.
That dude, Jeffrey Kelly, the suspect, he was arrested and they found like 120 guns and mass rounds at his house. And he was planning a mass shooting.
Wow.
It was crazy. And the dude looked like he a little crazy. He had body armor silencers that was discovered at his home with a machine gun. Look at his face.
Yeah, I knew I had saw the video of the actual location and it was riddled with bullets.
But why they were able to find him but couldn't find Trump shooters before they shot him?
Yeah, come on now. This is America. Girl, you got to do better. Because there's so many shootings around this election. It just speaks volumes about what the American people are very afraid of.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is the way that they're doing things. So
yeah, it's crazy. And we think about America and Hollywood. It often brings me to Justin Bieber. Have you seen all the clips on, like, them taking advantage of him and how people, like, have been harassing him and sexually assaulting him since he was a kid?
Yeah.
And he was part of Diddy and Usher stuff.
Yeah. That, he lived with Diddy for some years at age 15.
And so did Usher.
Yeah, which is weird. My child ain't going to no grown man house like that.
But you know, people be like, I'll give you $1 million, you let your kids stay.
Yeah, that's trafficking their children in real life.
You're listening to the Black Conversion Show. We have more local news when we return. So you want to stay tuned because, you know, we love the tea on the Black Conversion Show with your girl Brandi Grayson and
your favorite cousin Clyde.
We'll be back in a jiff.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It's 10 days now until Election Day. Former President Trump visited Joe Rogan for an interview on his popular podcast before a rally in Michigan Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris rallying in Austin, Texas. She was joined by music superstar Beyonce, and Harris calling Texas ground zero in the fight over reproductive rights and access to abortion.
You know it ain't right that you may have fewer rights than your mother or your grandmother. You know it is not theoretical. You know it is not political. It is your lived experience, and I see you, and I see your power.
E. coli cases linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders rising to 75 across 13 states. The CDC saying Friday at least 22 people have been hospitalized. Israel attacking military targets in Iran overnight. This was in response for Iran's barrage of missiles at Israel after the killing of Hezbollah's leader. A U.S. official says much of the Israeli operation was conducted by manned aircraft. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Badgers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers host the number 3 ranked Penn State Nittany Lions at Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers hope their improved play on their defensive line can slow down Penn State's offense. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. Kickoff set for noon tomorrow. Green Bay with a record of 5-2. Jacksonville just 2-5. NBA, the Bucks with a disappointing 133-122 loss to the Bulls in their season opener in Milwaukee. Chicago able to score on 21 three-point shots. Damian Lillard.
You know, we closed short too many times in that first half. They saw, you know, 1, 2, 3 go in, and then, you know, they just started feeling good about it. And at that point, you know, we started scrambling. You know, the shots just kept going in.
Giannis led Milwaukee with 38 points, but it wasn't enough to keep up in the second half.
They were making shots. They were driving. They were going right. They took advantage of that, so that's why they were able to have 39 points in the third quarter.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 33. Sunny Sunday, highs around 63. Warmer on Monday, breezy as well, a high near 70 degrees. And even warmer Tuesday, windy back to the low 80s.
It's 48 at our studios.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepolsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, Madison. Madison area listeners. You are tuned in to 92.7 FM, The Black Conversion Show, with your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostess, and my favorite guy.
Your favorite cousin, Clyde.
All right, now, we're returning from a quick break as, you know, our sponsors and the people that pay the bills, okay? We appreciate y'all. Shout out to everyone that has a spot doing our show. We love you, and
Stay here.
Yeah, I need $5 more. Okay. Anyway, prior to the break, we were talking about gossip in Hollywood and all the stuff that's occurring. But I want to move and transition to a more serious note. I want to talk about our next president, current vice president, Kamala Harris. I can't. Why do we mess up on this black woman name so much? And I'm not talking about this.
Because it's a black woman name.
Kamala. We want to call her Kamala Camellia.
We're going to start calling her Cam.
We just gonna start calling her Kiki. What up, T.T. Kiki?
Yes, Auntie.
Auntie, because you know black people, we always name everybody Auntie. That's Unc over there. What up, Unc?
Yeah.
Y'all need to come hang out with us so y'all can learn how to be black.
For real.
Because, you know, think about black people. We have fun even in the midst of trauma.
We do.
And drama.
It's like we're used to that.
We so used to it. And we'd be the loudest laughing people at a party knowing we just buried somebody.
We having the darkest stuff going on through all that laughter. Yeah.
I freaking love us.
Yeah, I do.
I love me some black people. And that doesn't mean I don't love all people, by the way. So don't send a letter to Civic Media complaining about Brandi Grayson not loving all people. I absolutely love all humanity, but it's something about that flavor and the
melanin.
Chocolate almond that I
and
very
that
much so enjoy. Okay. Yeah. All right. So anyway, moving on. Let's go back to our serious note and talk about my girl, VP Kamala Harris. There's a clip I want you to hear because I just love the way she handled this interviewer on Fox and how she's able to articulate very powerfully without cutting a rug. See, that's the piece I have to learn because I will drag you from here to there and sometimes I just do too much. So anyway, go ahead. Hey, Luke, our favorite white boy with the clip. Thank you.
If he's as bad as you say, that half of this country is now supporting this person who could be the 47th president of the United States, why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
I know, but
it's not supposed to be. It is not supposed to be a cakewalk.
So are they misguided, the 50%? Are they stupid? What is it?
Oh, God, I would never say that about the American people.
He's trying to catch her.
And in fact, if you listen to Donald Trump, if you watch any of his rallies, he's the one who tends to demean and belittle and diminish the American people. He's the one who talks about an enemy within, an enemy within, talking about the American people. Suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
We asked that question to the former president today. Horace Faulkner had a town hall, and this is how he responded.
I heard about that. They were saying I was, like, threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the greatest gangster.
No, it's right. True. We've got to think of it. It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing. So,
Brett, I'm sorry, and with all due respect, that clip was not what he has been saying about the enemy within that he has repeated when he's speaking about the American people. That's not what you just showed.
Well, he was asked about that specific...
No, that's not what you just showed in all fairness and respect to you.
That was the question that we asked him.
He didn't show that, and here's the bottom line. He has repeated it many times, and you and I both know that. And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the president of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it. And this is what is at stake, which is why you have someone like the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying what Mark Milley has said about Donald Trump being a threat to the United States of America.
He's quoted in the Bob Woodward book that way, yes. Let me
see, this is what I mean. Like, I could never, first of all, just kudos to my girl. The way that she handled that and the passion behind how she speaks, but she's able to do something that I haven't mastered yet, but on my journey to adulthood, I'm hoping I can figure that out. But she's able to articulate her passion and frustration with the whole process with calm and cool. I just love that about her.
But you have been able to do that. You know, people just take you to another place sometimes. So
because it's their fault.
Yeah, you master it. You got it.
But I love me some her. But this interview happened on Fox News. And the clip that we listened to from Donald Trump, it did not include the piece when he did say we have like an inside, enemy. And it's the American people. And who wants a president of the United States that sees the people that he's to govern and lead as the enemy? Right. I would think nobody does. So this election season is super important. And I'm just so flabbergasted by the disconnect between the violence of someone like himself and someone who has been found guilty of federal charges and the ability of him still to be able to run for president. That is crazy to me.
Yeah. You know why it's so crazy is because some of us have taken the time to evaluate ourselves, learn what good people are, learn what not so good people are. And some people have not had the opportunity to learn what not good people look like, right?
But
like
are the violence. Are you sure people don't learn? Because they sure know what not good people look like when they look like me.
Right. But look at how much work we've had to put in to learn good stewardship, right?
Like,
it takes a lot.
I thought some bull crap.
I know you get around some people and you be like,
I don't agree.
Y'all think it's okay to say that?
Yeah.
Or y'all think it's okay to do that? And it's like, wait a minute. Everybody don't understand that's
Luke, what you think? Luke, you think white people don't know what good people is? Come on, Luke. I think Clyde full of it.
It ain't just white folks. It's all
black folks and brown folks.
I truly believe there's more good people out there than bad people.
Yeah.
But I think that there are a lot of bad people out there that fool themselves thinking that they're good people.
No, for real.
So they in their heart believe they're good. But they do really bad things.
And I think that is who Donald Trump is, right? Because he's only had to deal with a certain class of America, right? Which that class...
What?
Yeah, like Donald Trump doesn't get in the trenches, right? So he looks at that as those people. He looks at that as those bad individuals. And it's like, when you get to know them, you're going to realize that they're just like you, right? In so many ways. So,
I guess I'll let you have it, Clyde.
I don't know. Yeah. He was in the trenches serving French fries.
Yeah, he went to McDonald's.
He closed down a McDonald's to do it. It was more of a photo op than anything.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Right? Yeah, like, so
he hasn't went into a coffee shop probably.
Oh, no. He hasn't gone through a McDonald's to order himself anything in years.
And he's been around a lot of yes people, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got somebody that brings him a Diet Coke. Yeah. Like,
so that's that mentality of, like, he doesn't know better. He really thinks
he's
right.
I think that's bullcrap. I'm not giving him that much credit. No. You're tuned into the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde. Just watch his interviews. You're going to be like, they gotta think he's right.
I think people they practice a way of being so long that they can't see themselves. But,
changing.
But they know. They know. Like when I do something and I snap on people and I know I didn't cross the line, I be knowing. I just don't be apologetic because sometimes I mean it. You know, but I know where I'm going left and I'm going wrong. I knew
but
that
was. You are smart, babes. You are connected to the earth.
Okay. This guy was born on third base and he thinks that he hit a home run when he walks down to the home plate. Like this, I gotta tend to agree with Clyde on this one.
Okay, I'm gonna let y'all men have it.
I'm a woman today.
Yeah, that's right. You said you was in your feminine energy.
Yeah, trying to get proposed to.
Today. And can we, as we speak and talk about Kamala, did you guys hear about the deaf man that was being charged? And after they released the body cam, they dropped charges?
Yeah.
And where was that? Was that in South Carolina, I want to say?
Yeah, it was in the Carolinas, I believe. And from what I heard, he was walking out of a convenience store with his items. And he was rushed by the police. And from what it looks like is that they were, like, ordering him to do something.
Oh, he couldn't hear them.
And he can't hear them, right? So now they're being aggressive because they think that this man who is walking out of the store is ignoring them. And it just goes to show the, like, training of police officers, how they're not like, how you don't know that people are death in America?
Look, man, because it's their ego. And it wasn't South Carolina's. It was Phoenix, Arizona, actually. Mm. And he was charged with two counts of aggravated assault and one count of resisting arrest.
You know they approached him because they thought he was a suspect in another crime.
Because he was black?
I guess he fit the description.
Don't we all?
Yeah. And it's crazy how after they did what they did, that's how they charged him.
Right, because it's like you can get charged with a resisting arrest, but
when
why
you don't know what the heck is going on.
But you can't arrest me. Like, what am I resisting if there's no arrest and those probable cause? But as Americans, and specifically as black people, you don't have the rights, right?
Yeah.
And it's like we often say it's just us. Let's take a look, again, to my girl, Kamala, VP Kamala Harris, in 2006. Yeah. So this is almost 20 years, 18 years ago. I don't think she knew she was running for president at that time. But she is at the State of the Black Union when she addresses police violence. Go ahead. Let's take a look. Listen, Luke.
Nobody cares about the fact that we've got a bunch of young black and brown men in prison. That argument is not working. What I suggest we do as African Americans is own this issue in law enforcement and then define it in the way that works for us. Because it is a myth to say that African Americans don't want law enforcement. We do. We want our grandmothers to be able to walk to church and be safe. We want our babies to be able to walk to the park and be safe. What we don't want is racial profiling. What we don't want is excessive force.
That's right.
What we don't want is to have our civil liberties and civil rights be stripped. But we do want law enforcement. So let's define it in the way that works for us by saying, I want community policing. I want a police department that works in my neighborhood and in my community that reflects the mores and the culture and respects my grandmother, again, when they walk in to talk to her. I want a system of accountability in the criminal justice system that says law enforcement needs to own crime prevention as much as it talks about long sentences. Because nationally, only 18% of serious crime results in an arrest. So if I, as law enforcement, with my responsibility to keep you safe, only talk about keeping you safe by sending people to prison for a long time, I'm necessarily going to fall short because the vast majority of that crime's not even hitting my system. So if I'm going to keep my promise to you to keep you safe, I better talk with you about what I'm doing in terms of crime prevention.
Come on,
which
now,
means
come
recognizing
on. That's my
that
girl.
People
yeah.
coming
That's
out
my
of
girl.
The state prison.
And can I just
2006.
2006. And can we just address how black she sounded?
Yeah.
So you know the argument sometimes is she's just want to be black now because she's running for president, but she was black in 2006 when she was addressing the black union.
Yeah.
Right. And she spoke very. I hate the word eloquent, you know, but she articulated very well what we do want as people known as black, because sometimes we take these extreme stances, including myself, around policing, right?
Yeah.
Because get away, police, because y'all killing us, hurting us. But again, and I do agree with community policing. The police should look like us, be from our neighborhoods, be from the high schools, be from the places that they are serving. So you know the community, because when you know the community, we trust you.
You treat it better. And I do agree with how you protect our elders, right? I do agree with all of those things. Like, and I'm the same way. Like, we get to a place sometimes with police that we get very angry, right?
Yeah.
And we make very angry statements. But I can say I do want to be protected. I do want to be everything that Auntie said in that video.
Yes, me too. And I think that's a very important discussion. So I look forward to our TT, our Auntie, coming president of the United States.
Okay.
It's going to be the blackest. Oh my God. I can't wait to the election party. We're going to black it out. I'm going to invite all my white friends that I love, all my black friends, and everyone that supports the cause and the work.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have the signs that say, trust black women.
Yeah.
You have to trust black women.
I do agree.
Trust us, because I'm going to tell you something about us. We know things that you don't have the ability to see.
Mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Yes.
Come on.
And
come on.
In the work, when you're working with vulnerable populations, when you choose black men, and I love my black men, as y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love them. And if you choose black men over black women, you're missing the family piece, because black women are we're the raisers. We're raising the families. We're doing the work. We're in there. So we have to have some type of balance. So I look forward to it, y'all.
Yeah.
And stay tuned, because we got to go on a short break for our sponsors who pay the bills and keep the line on, okay? But we're going to come back with some local news. You're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mail stand.
Mass.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Don't miss out on local news. Stay tuned.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, my favorite people in Madison and Dane County area, you're tuned in to 92.7 FM, The Black Conversion Show, with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
We tried to hit the beat. He tried to play it off because real life, he didn't forget how to come in because he'd been gone so long.
I was over here dancing the groove. You know, Beyonce, that's my cousin. That's my cousin on my daddy's side. I just met my daddy a couple years ago.
Shut up. Well, tell that dude to send us some money.
I know, right?
Just $5. Well, you know, investment plan or something. Trust fund or something. So anyway, prior to break, we were just checking in about our future president, Kamala Harris, VP Kamala Harris. I did it again.
Auntie. But
anyway, Auntie TT. So we're excited. We're going to celebrate her on the day of elections, which is November 6th, right?
Second.
Ooh, it's not the second.
It's not the second.
Luke, see, this is why we
came. What day is
it
the is election?
It is Tuesday, and it's the 6th.
It's Tuesday, November 5th.
Oh.
So you're both wrong, but that's okay.
All this stuff we talking.
It's Saturday morning right now. You've got roughly, what is that, 10 days?
10 days.
10 days.
Yeah.
So you can vote now until then.
Yeah, early voting. Don't forget, if you moved, you need to, you know, you need to register. You can register the day of voting, but I encourage you to get out there and do it sooner.
Yeah.
In order to register to vote, you need a state ID, driver's license or a regular state ID.
And they'll give you one for free if you're voting.
Yep, and you can use your passport, and you need something with your address on it. And then to find your poll location, if you want to register to vote there, you should Google it.
Yeah.
Go to myvote.wi.gov.
And it's going to be right in your neighborhood. It's not going to be too far for some folks.
myvote.gov.something.
myvote.wi.gov.
Oh, okay. myvote.wi.gov. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Luke.
And early voting, you can vote right now.
You can vote right now.
You can check out that website, find out where your early voting location is.
Go vote.
And you can vote most places through next Saturday.
Okay.
That's November 2nd.
November 2nd.
Is early voting. And then after November 2nd, some places November 3rd, but then after that, election day is your final day. But you can same day registration.
So November 2nd sounds like a better day than the 6th, right, Luke?
Whatever.
Yes. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Between now and the 5th. Between now and the 5th.
You try to make yourself right. You know, you.
I'm just saying.
I hate to be in a relationship with him. He could never be wrong about nothing.
Oh, baby, my man. I'm going to listen to my man. My man says it's the 20th, it's the 20th.
my man. I mean, when I first got my man, I was my man. And then I had to chill out like, dang, girl,
I love Brandi and her man. I love them. I love them.
We love us too, but we be girl.
I can't wait to the engagement.
Girl, we've been going through some stuff, but
it's normal.
Yeah, normal stuff, and just kind of like trying to figure out what's gonna work and what's not gonna work. You know, like, so we ain't gonna get into my personal life.
Well,
right
we know
now,
cosplay work.
Cosplay does. So anyway, we're having a local news. Yeah. Back to the local news. I'm having a party on Sunday, the day party. So I'm super excited about that. Urban Triage is in the news for winning Nonprofit of the Year Award through 365 Community Choice Award.
I love
so
it.
It's always an honor for us to receive awards that's, you know, y'all voted. So that means way more than some political people saying you're good enough.
Yeah.
When our community says you're it, then we're it. So I'm super excited about that. Shout out to Madison 360, who's hosting the award ceremony and the leadership summit on October 28th at the Concourse in Madison. There's still time to register for that. Lots of panels, lots of workshops. Yes. I'm on the panel about social innovation. So check out Madison 365. Mm-hmm. Anything else? And the budget, the local Madison budget referendum, it will be on the docket. What do you have to say about that, Cloud? You got anything to add to that conversation?
Yes. I remember last year when I attended the final budget meeting regarding $900 million, which is our city's budget, and me and two other people showed up. So it is so important that we get involved and we figure out what's going on, because everyone is always hollering about like the roads, our study being under construction, these new bus stops and things of that nature. There is a place where you can give your input to, you know, either like say, hey, I agree or disagree with this. I don't know how much change is going to make, but you can be a part of that conversation. Because I do know we spent a hefty $116 million on some Monona Terrace updates that is happening. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. But the
Monona Terrace look good to me, but.
Yeah, and what they're asking is a $22 million referendum to increase property tax to fill in urgent budget gaps. Some opponents are saying vote no because they're saying it be unequal burdens on people who are renters and burden senior citizens. But others are saying, come on now, it'll increase your taxes by like $19 a month.
Which is a lot.
$19 a month is not a lot.
That's not for senior people that's on fixed income?
Well, not a lot, but that's not the majority of people who are homeowners, right, on fixed income. So it's yes and, right? Because we also want to look at what's going to happen if we vote no, because we lose the community oversight board, which is part of a movement from years ago of a police accountability.
Yeah.
We just heard VP Kamala Harris take on the importance of policing and not necessarily removing them, but having a check and balance and encouraging people to hold folks accountable when they do stuff like the dude that was beat up in Phoenix.
Yeah,
that's
super
important. And if we don't vote, we lose all of that. And we also lose transportation. We lose bus services. So we already complained that our bus services sucks, right? Mm-hmm. Sucks, but we also lose access to public libraries. This is an important referendum, you guys. Like, I love the public library. We use it all
the
time. Our homeless population uses the library. I use the library. Everybody uses the library.
Yeah.
The library is where I started my business. Where are you going to go and print stuff, use computers, host meetings, have office space?
Yeah, no,
it
seriously.
Was the public library, y'all. We cannot let this referendum.
Who put forth these changes?
Well, the mayor. But we have a huge gap because some people, like Mayor Saul, our old Mayor Soglin, argues that our current mayor should have petitioned the state for additional funding to support the gap instead of making it taxpayers' property. And a problem. But this is the thing. Either here or there, we're there. We're here now. So I'm not going to argue his point, but we're here now. And we need our libraries. We need our community
our
oversight
new rapid
board.
Bus system.
We need bus services. Like, so when we talk about
the
what
new
affects...
The homeless man shelter they're getting ready
to
build.
We need all of these things.
Yeah.
And when we talk about impact on senior citizens, they're the ones that can't drive. They're the ones that's using public services. They're the ones that's using services that this referendum will fund.
Yeah.
So let's just get real about it and get out of here and fund some stuff. So
when should we vote for that? Is that the same day?
The
as
same
election?
Day on your
it's
referendum.
On
if you're
same
in the
ballot.
City of
okay.
Madison, it will be on your ballot.
Yes.
And different cities have different referendums. The MMSD, Madison Metropolitan, has a referendum. MMSD. Luke, tell us about their referendum. You know about the MMSD referendum. They're asking for more money too.
I would say I think it's about $200 to $300 million that they're asking
and
for,
and that's property taxes too.
Yep, and the Sun Prairie's asking. There's one in Sun Prairie. There's local referendum all around the state. state because this shared revenue problem has been an issue for a number of years and it hasn't been addressed.
Look it up, y'all. Y'all need to look it up.
Because we just gave them $100 million to rebuild some of the stuff.
And I'm in some prairie and my taxes are already high for my property. But you guys, we got to get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show.
Until next time.
Until next time. And make sure you follow us on Facebook. Follow Black Conversion Show on Facebook. We ain't got a lot of follows, but y'all be on my personal Facebook.
Please
so follow the station. You hear me? All right. We're out until next week. Your hostess with the mostest, Brandi Grayson.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Peace, love, and hair grease, y'all.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following Israel's military response to Iran's missile attack, President Biden spoke to reporters on the tarmac in Philadelphia, saying it appears Israel's operation was tempered.
Looks like they didn't hit anything other than military targets. My hope is this is the end.
The U.S. had warned Israel not to hit Iran's nuclear